Morning. Not too bad, thank you.
Great stuff. Now, what is going on then? What can you tell us?
So we've teamed up with Frieda's, the nursery next door, and we've got three cyclists that have been brave enough to say that they'll cycle for 12 hours straight. Rather them than me, to be honest, but we've got three people that have took on the challenge, and they will be cycling for 12 hours on Saturday, the 18th of March, from 5 a.m. To 5 p.m. So a very early start for them, but I think they just want to get it out of the way, to be honest.
Before they realise what they've done.
Yeah, so wake up, still asleep, hopefully for the first few hours, and then they'll realise, oh gosh, we've got a fair few hours here. But we're hoping that we'll get a lot of supporters to come down and help cheer them on. But like I said, 12 hours, I don't know if they realise what they've got themselves into, to be honest.
I'm sure you were there giving moral support. And if one of them can't do it, Tash, I'm sure you'd be available to hop on a bike, won't you?
Yeah, I'm sure I'll get roped in at some point. I said I'll help out because there are 10 bikes available. They're only taking up three of them. So there are seven other bikes that need filling. So I'm sure at one stage I'll be on one of them, chipping in to help.
Now, this is a fundraiser for the nursery and also the pool. Is that right? What's the money raised going to be put towards, Tash?
Yeah, so at the minute, Frieda's are looking to raise money to help them with their new build. So they're hoping to relocate, not too far, but they're hoping to have a new building, and they're trying to raise £200,000. I think they're at the 75,000, £80,000 mark at the minute, so they do have a bit to go, but they are looking to raise some money to help with that. And I understand they've got a few events coming up this year to help raise money. So, like I said, any little will help them, and it will go a long way for them. In terms of the pool itself, so I'm the business development manager. We reopened from our rebuild back end of October of last year, and we're continuously wanting to develop the pool in any which way or form. With prices going up too, costs are going up, so we're always looking for help for funding to keep the pool going, and to develop even further than what we've already redeveloped. And like I said, since we've reopened back end of October, November, we've had a lot of good feedback from the local community with the additional sort of build that's on the pool, and we're just wanting to develop that with more classes and things like that.
Great. Now, the cyclists are Joe, Anita, and Kate, and be
Yes.
between them, that they've all got connections with the pool and also the nursery, don't they?
Yes. So Joe is actually my other half.
Right.
Our son goes to Frieda's. She was at the pool when she was young, so that's her connection. Anita has been working at Frieda's for, I believe, nearly 8 years.
Right.
And so she is a big part of raising money for the rebuild. She's also my next door neighbour, so
Right.
ties there as well.
Yeah.
And then Kate worked at the pool a few years ago, I believe, but she also offered hydrotherapy sessions through the local GP a few years back, and she's one of our good friends. So I think she's actually just been dragged into doing the spin. I think if you asked her personally, I don't think she's too keen on actually doing the 12 hours, but I think she's been roped in somehow.
Tell her to paint a smile on, she'll be absolutely fine.
She's looking forward to it. All three of them have been coming to my spin classes that are held at the swimming pool, so they're getting their practice in. But these are only 45-minute classes, so I don't know how they're gonna put up with 12 hours of each other. But I'm sure they'll keep each other going.
I'm sure they will. I'm sure they'll have a great time as well. Once when it comes to sponsorship, Tash, what are you looking for? Are you looking for us to sponsor individually? Are you looking for companies? How can we help?
So we have an event sponsor. So King Mills Garages have kindly sponsored the whole event. So they've given a donation to sponsor the whole event, and they'll be supplying food, snacks, drinks for the riders that come along. We're asking for individuals to pop down if they want to spin for an hour or two, however long they want to, just to pop down and sort of encourage these three ladies that are doing the 12 hours. So they can come down and sponsor. We're asking for about £20 to spend for the hour or more. And then we are also contacting local businesses to see if they would like to donate £100 to put their company logo on one of the bikes. Nice. So their company will be on display on the bike. So whoever pops in and the social media coverage throughout the day, their business will be on show. We've got a fair few donations already. We've got a Just Giving page, which you can find on either Frieda's Facebook page or Settle Swimming Pool's Facebook page. And I believe we've raised just over £600 already. So we've got quite a few already. But like I said, any donation will go a long way for both charities.
Great. So there's plenty of ways that we can help as an individual. And as you said there, if there's any companies listening at the moment who think, yeah, we can do that. It's a nice bit of publicity and also helping a worthy cause as well. Well, Tash, thanks ever so much for telling us all about it. This is the 18th of March, 5 a.m.
Yes.
Yes. And please pass on our regards to Joe, Anita and Kate who are doing it, and send them our best wishes and all the very best to you, Tash. All the best with it.
Thank you very much for having me. Thank you.